and welcome back to the next season of the Flash Flashcast. I'm Lisa Schmeiser, and with me, as always, are Phil Moselak and Tony Sindelar.
Lisa, about that.
Yeah.
Is this open to negotiation?
Oh, yes. Always open.
Last time I checked, we weren't doing this anymore. That show was done.
Yeah. I wanted to bring together an ensemble of super podcasters to do something, though.
What?
And if we're not doing The Flash, what would we do?
What's out there?
Literally anything else. Anything else is my opening bid.
Look, you've got Phil and Lisa ruin the movies. Tony's doing his Batman thing. Me and James are basically podcasting to five people with Preacher. So I don't understand what you want to podcast about.
Mose, I stopped listening, so you're down to four.
Oh,
this is so awkward to hear that.
It is awkward.
So how about Legends of Tomorrow, where we just devote a lot of episodes to going through each one of the songs in the musical?
Okay, Lisa, I thought we were
friends.
That's not going to happen.
So, first question, how dare you?
I'm honestly feeling so attacked right now.
Well, Lisa, I mean, as an aging feminist, it's important for you to know that these things just aren't for you anymore. And
yeah,
me, I will tell people that they're dumb for watching that show and be proud of it.
I should just start doing 5Ks and drinking a lot of wine. Apparently that is what the aging feminists do.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, I have to find the Facebook group, I guess, that goes along with that too. But you know, technically speaking, on a podcast, no one knows that I'm actually an ageless feminist.
Ooh.
You know, with my immortal iron feminist powers in mind, I declare that if we talk about anything, it should be about a show on Netflix.
Wait a minute. You said Iron Fist. And there's no way I'm going to do a show about Iron Fist. That's just not going to happen.
I'm a Danny Rand apologist. I will go to the mat with you on that.
And what about a show, Mose, that's a little bit about Iron Fist?
Yeah.
What?
How do you feel about, like, 25% iron? Is that, you know, the only recommended value?
RDA, yeah.
All right, I got to know who else is in it.
I can promise you that everyone else will be better than Iron Fist. How's that?
And everyone else might spend their time telling Iron Fist that he's an idiot. Would you enjoy that?
What? I mean, was it Jessica Jones?
Yes.
That's not selling me.
Oh, man. See, okay, again, what actually might sell, although I say, if you think of the audience, having us go head-to-head on Jessica Jones might be great, too. I don't remember. How did you feel about the Jessica Jones series as a whole? Did you just not connect with it?
You know, I had a hard time, like, getting connected with her as, like, you know, she wasn't a hero to my girls.
She is not a role model. So.
No, and
I mean,
so
I mean, there's no I, age, there's no
I can make
H
the argument
involved.
As to why that's. Yeah, I could. No, don't use the H word. I could make an argument as to why you don't want an anti-hero. And I would admit that, like, a tone shift from Flash to, say, Jessica Jones, that's pretty abrupt for us, since we just spent the last few seasons talking about Barry Allen, who is a great hero. But what if the show that Tony's thinking about, if I pick up what Tony's putting down, what if the show that Tony's talking about also has somebody who does want to be a hero in it and is, like, pretty non-ambivalent about being a hero?
Who's that?
Oh, Luke Cage. He's the greatest.
Luke Cage? All right. Well, I'm thinking about it now. I mean, what? Mm-hmm. Did they do a team up or something?
Well, there is one more person on this show.
Where it's Marvel?
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah. It's Daredevil.
What? Matt Murdock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Devil of Hell's Kitchen. You love the Devil of Hell's Kitchen.
Do I love him? He's my hero. He's my hero since day one in 1987.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, I have to admit that in the comics, Matt Murdock is somebody you warn all of your girlfriends away from. The TV show, well, bad things happen to women who like Matt Murdock in the comics. But
I like it.
But the TV shows, oh my god, the first season of Daredevil is amazing. The last season left us in an interesting place. Anyway, I think we're getting around to take the long way home here. Defenders. Defenders just dropped on Netflix. It's a nice, solid 8-episode season. What if we were to cover the Defenders and we made it a quick in and out, nobody gets hurt, 10 podcast series?
It depends on what Golden Tony says.
This is a. I mean, I'm interested. Mm-hmm. Can I take 3 or 4 weeks to think about it and get back to you?
No. Oh, here. Okay.
Hard sell,
huh? So here's the deal. Here's what I'm envisioning. I'm envisioning 10 episodes total. This episode now is for everybody out there to establish what we're doing.
Are we recording?
Yeah. Always. Yeah.
Recording.
Recording. No, so this is episode one where we establish that, yeah, we're covering the Defenders. I want to hear from you guys what you're coming into with this. Like, did you watch the previous 4 shows? Did you watch both seasons of Daredevil? Do you have questions? Do you have expectations for these guys? And then the next episode, we'll cover the Defenders episode one. And so on all the way through all 8 episodes. And the great thing about this podcast is we'll have the 3 of us as usual. But you know what I'm imagining? I'm imagining we get to bring in other people from The Incomparable who want to talk about the show, too.
I'm all for what you're saying, as long as Guy English stays away.
Nope, sorry.
I require Guy English's on my rider. It's, you know, brown M&M's, 1 Guy English appearance per season.
Yeah.
I got it in writing. Jason signed off on it, so.
Jason signed off? Gotta do it when Jason signs off, man.
So. All right. Well, maybe that's the day that I'm in Santa Cruz, though I'll tell you what. I'll take him on. I'll allow it. Well, I mean,
I can think of nothing more appropriate for a show where Danny Rand faces down his nemesis than for you to face down your nemesis on a podcast.
That is kind of a slam at Moe's, and I'm defending Moe's when he recently compared me to Harvey Bullock, so,
Okay. First of all, that's not canon, and you have the potential to edit that out, and I feel horrible about it, but at the time I didn't.
Yeah. So here's the deal, guys.
At the time, I didn't.
So here's the deal. We'll do 10 episodes total. This counting is episode one, because just like the Defenders spends a whole lot of episode one introducing you to everybody and establishing groundwork, that's what we're doing here. So to establish some groundwork, let's talk about how many of the preceding Marvel series we watched, what we took away from them, what kind of questions we have, and how we do or don't connect. Mose, you had some interesting thoughts about Jessica Jones. I'd like to hear more from you about Daredevil.
Well, I think it's on record in the Internet Archive that I have seen both seasons of Daredevil because he's my favorite ever. And so going into this thing that you're calling Defenders, I wasn't really expecting him to be able to team up with really anybody except for Frank Castle. And that's a loose connection. But going into Defenders, it's interesting to see how Matt works with other people, for sure. Jessica Jones, however, I think I watched 5 of those, and Luke Cage, I got up to 8, and Mr. Danny Rand only got 3.
Oh my gosh. Am I the only one who watched the whole season of Iron Fist?
No, only other dumb people.
Do you feel like the summer apart has all brought us like deeper appreciation of our friendship that makes this podcast possible?
We can say
why
things
did I
about
want to podcast with you Mose, again?
did something traumatic happen to you at summer camp? Do we need to get this out?
All I can say is that
someone made fun of a friendship bracelet.
Show us where the lanyard maker touched you.
Yes, I like the idea of Iron Fist. I like the idea of him teaming up with Luke Cage. However, he has no costume, and that just killed me. Because I actually watched 4 episodes of Iron Fist. I watched 1, 2, 3, and then the last one in the hopes that I would see a full yellow collar.
You wanted like the yellow and green. You wanted the yellow and green costume.
Well, it's Iron Fist, is it not?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
This is true.
I mean, I'll even take a white costume. I mean, he's a white guy. Oh, that's bad. That's terrible. Yeah. I'm a monster.
No. So we can get to Danny Rand's casting over the course of the episodes here, too. But what I'm getting from you, you've watched both seasons of Daredevil. You tapped out after a few episodes of Jessica Jones because you just didn't connect. and it was disappointing because your girls couldn't look up to her either, and you tapped out on Iron Fist, largely for spandex-related reasons. Is that what I'm understanding?
The I'll call it yes for now.
Okay. That is a criticism I have not heard about Iron Fist before, but I like it, so we're going to let it stand. Tony, which series have you seen so far, and which ones, like, what have you liked about them or not liked, and why would you watch The Defenders after watching or not watching these series?
So, I guess, I think it sounds, so you're a completionist, right, Lisa? You've seen everything?
I am. Okay. Yeah.
So, I think I'm next in line behind you, but I am not as far along as where you are. So, yeah. I've seen both seasons of Daredevil. I watched them pretty close to whenever they first appeared on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
I think I generally enjoyed those. Season 2 didn't do as much for me, because I'm getting a little worn out by the, Night of a Million Zillion Ninjas trope.
Yeah.
And I guess that is my hesitance in going into Defenders, is that, like, it seems like all the big overarching plot leads to more ninjas. And, like, in, you know, season two of Daredevil almost... I thought they made the Punisher way more interesting than I expected, because that is not a character I've ever cared about. And I like when they take a... You know, it's hard to believe, but there was a time when I didn't care about Iron Man, and then there was a really great Iron Man movie, and they won me over. So, I like when they take a character that I have totally written off and do something interesting with him, and some of that's the writing, and some of that's having a great actor play them, and all that. So, I appreciated that, but it started to feel kind of like almost self-parody in terms of the reliance on ninjas. And, you know, I got a cop to it. As a child of the 80s, I have consumed a lot of ninja material. My preferred ninja would be of the Teenage Mutant Turtle variety.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so, season one of Daredevil, I think I enjoyed more than season two. I watched all of Jessica Jones. That is probably my top ranked of the Marvel Netflix shows, but it's probably the furthest from being a superhero show, so I can kind of get why it didn't do much for most, but to me that was kind of the most compelling of the stories of all of them. I watched all of Luke Cage, which has some really great stuff in it in terms of, like, setting and potential and music. But
the,
like,
music is
the
great.
Plot falls off of, for me, the plot falls off a bridge halfway through.
You're not alone.
And I did not like this.
Is it linked to the death of a certain character?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which was shocking.
But listeners will also talk about, we'll talk about spoiler policies here too, because going into the Defenders, I think Marvel is expecting everybody to have watched previous series. I also know that some people who haven't watched the series might get upset about spoilers. We will do our best not to spoil things. But
wait a minute. Why don't we just go ahead and say there are no safe spaces?
The thing that Lisa said, let's do the opposite.
I mean, come on.
I feel like we're giving people a preview of how the Defenders interact with each other now, too. I'm sorry, Tony, but to loop back, I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm sorry if I, but yeah, Tony, I feel you with the Defenders. So that's Defenders. Luke Cage is where we're at, and we'll get back to the, we'll put a pin in the spoilers discussion, and Moe's and I can debate that in a minute. But with you, you are also in the middle of an Iron Fist watch right now, aren't you?
Yeah, and, you know, I was disappointed with the casting for Iron Fist and the premise of Iron Fist.
Really?
I'm familiar with the character. I read the Matt Fraction Iron Fist stuff, which is pretty good. And I basically, then it came out, and I was like, if people say it's really good, I'll seek it out. And that is not what people said.
Right.
That's not what has
happened. And so I didn't. But I am a completionist, so...
Tony, who's been telling you not to do that?
You, like, every day.
Right.
Every day.
Right.
It's like, it's your ringtone now. You've actually hacked our phones and put it on there now.
But I am, you know, I am a completionist, so
yeah.
I don't know if I actually watched any episodes of it before Defenders finally released. Like, that was in my head. It was like, I'll watch it in the month leading up to Defenders, and I didn't actually, like, I think I would have had to put that on a calendar to make that happen. So instead, Defenders came out, or the countdown that Defenders launches this week came out, and I have watched at this point. On this day of recording, I have watched 4 episodes of Iron Fist.
Sorry.
It's actually better than I feared, because my expectations were very low.
Yeah.
But it does make some strange choices in terms of what are you supposed to take away from that character.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I think that's where I am. I'm going to be watching The Defenders to talk about it for this podcast, but I will try and backfill with some Iron Fist, because eventually I'm going to watch all of it, because that's the kind of monster I am.
Yep.
I would say I love superhero team-ups a lot, because superheroes are frequently these loners, and I love seeing them bounce off each other. I enjoy the Avengers. I enjoy many of the Justice League animated versions. I like seeing superheroes interact with their weird personalities and their quirks, and like having to be a team and solve problems and get things done. Like seeing that dynamics. I don't super love the kind of like, well, they meet and they're like, presumably in Defenders, people are going to cross paths and they're going to fight, and then they're going to realize they're on the same side, and then they're going to do the thing they have to do, because that's like seems to be how everything works. But I love superhero team ups. So just the premise of the Defenders, I'm in it. I saw all the Marvel movies with basically the premise of, I have to see these because I'm going to see the Avengers, and hopefully some of them are good, and I enjoyed a lot of them, but like I did it because I knew I had to be there to get the most out of the Avengers. I meant to have done all the homework before the Defenders came out, but I didn't quite get there. Sorry. Yeah. So I think I'm excited for superhero team ups. I do have the hesitation of, oh my god, I'm tired of ninjas, and I know that this is going to be a very... I'm assuming the Defenders will have a very ninja-centric plot, based on the loose threads from the other series.
At this point, I just assume that Marvel TV for Netflix has gone to, like, Costco and bought, like, the mega pack of ninjas off the shelf, because they're in everything. It's everywhere.
It's only $3.99. Why wouldn't you?
Exactly. Yeah. If you've got a basement to store all those ninjas.
You're wasting money if you don't buy ninjas.
Right. Right.
By the gross. 144 of them shrink wrapped. You wrestle them into the back of the Subaru. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, you get a bucket. You get a bucket of ninjas.
Yeah. Like one of those big plastic buckets that you can then use to store their things.
Yeah. It's double purpose.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I'm reminded from, I was recently rereading the Tech comic, and there's the famous Night of a Million Zillion Ninjas, where there are ninjas everywhere, and and like a suburban couple runs over a ninja in the street, and they're like, oh, was it like a golden retriever? We should stop. And I'm like, oh, it's just a ninja. Never mind. Keep going.
Was that an oversized
ninjas,
edition?
Ninjas, raccoons, potatoes.
I don't know. I have it as a collected trade that's a million years old.
Okay. I think apart. I have that, but I think it's like a large copy, like giant size.
Oh my god. Okay. Ninjas and raccoons, so much in common.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, if I had to rank the series leading up to this, I would actually rank them Jessica Jones, Daredevil season number one, Luke Cage, Daredevil season number two, and then Iron Fist.
I think that's my exact same ranking.
Yeah. And I did watch all of Iron Fist. I got paid to watch a lot of it for Previously TV. I wrote a couple pieces there.
It's the only way to do it.
Well, it was helpful. So the thing about... I will say, I think the problem with Iron Fist rests in how the writers... in all of the missed opportunities that the writers had to do interesting things with Danny Rand and chose not to do them. Because... you could have written this as a guy who radically does not get Western culture and then like dives headfirst into it. And having him be a walking, talking culture clash would have been really interesting. But unfortunately, the choices they made with Danny Rand through most of Iron Fist, it just comes off as he's just really spoiled and kind of oblivious. And what should be somebody who doesn't get the nuances of culture and is very direct and kung fu-y, like, instead comes off as, meh, like, he's about to, like, write a 10-page manifesto as to why blondes are better employees for Rand Corporation or something. That said, there are some great villains in Iron Fist. They have some of those entertaining villains, and the supporting characters are really great. I especially love Ward in the series, and, like, I feel like Ward's dad, whose name I'm blanking on right now,
Harold Mitchum, is that
Harold,
right?
Yes, Harold. Okay. Harold is like so great and slimy.
I agree.
And yeah. So there are reasons to watch it if you're like, well, I'm looking for something and I am a completist. Like, it's not painful.
I like Colleen. I mean, I'm only four episodes into it. I like some of the mysteries they posed.
Yeah.
I like Colleen Wing, but Danny is not. It's confusing to me how, like, I mean, they've set him up as the protagonist and the driving force of action in the series, but he is not likable and not fun.
I really
and that seems like a mistake, right?
It's a failure of the writer's room. And I feel like Finn Jones did as good a job as could be expected with what he was given. But I don't get the sense that he advocated for his character as much as, say, Charlie Cox has advocated for Matt Murdock. I read something leading up to this where Charlie Cox will actually send back script suggestions with, hey, you have Matt saying this in the scene. I've read comics and he says, and like, he's consistently something that's exactly the opposite. Is there a way for us to get the point across without contradicting who Matt Murdock is in the comics?
So you're saying he's a stronger actor? And I can
appreciate that. No, I'm saying he's got, his process is different, and I feel like that is reflected in the final result. So that's what I'm saying. That's what I think. Finn Jones does a really good job of sharing the screen with his coworkers, and that's something you do need solid ensemble players. And he does good job of sharing the screen with Colleen and everybody else he comes across. Mm-hmm.
Again, only four episodes in. I don't know if it picks up. I've also been like super unimpressed with the quality of the fight scenes. Like, I don't know, but the actor playing Danny Rand, I assume, has not spent any significant time doing martial arts.
They are in friggin' slow motion, is what they are.
And there comes across poorly, I guess. Like, I feel like, and I don't know, it's hard. I've watched, I was in my youth, very into Jackie Chan and Jet Li movies where, like, those guys know what they're doing, and it's amazing. And this, it feels like the really cheap TV version of it where I don't know. Presumably that you don't get to be Iron Fist without them at least having you do some kind of boot camp. But he doesn't sell it, or at least he doesn't consistently sell it convincingly to me.
There's a really great episode with Louis Tan, who plays basically the drunken master. Mm-hmm. And it's at, I want to say, like, the beginning of episode 8, I think? Episode 7 or episode 8. But that fight alone redeemed the whole everybody was kung fu fighting premise for me. Because it was a pleasure to watch somebody who was really, really good. I agree with you that having Danny Rand, when you see him fighting, it's like, you studied in a monastery for how many years? But, you know, when Colleen fights or when there are people fighting against her, it's a lot of fun. So it's like my complaint about all of the Marvel Netflix series is that they are basically like 5 episodes too long, each of them. Yeah. And what I do, and so one of the things I appreciate about the Defenders with us going into the Defenders is it's a short series. It's only 8 episodes long. So, like, you, by necessity, they're going to have to keep things moving, and hooray for that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just assuming with 8 episodes and 4 main characters, and probably all the minor characters that we've seen in all the other series are going to be popping up,
like,
they're going to have to move pretty briskly, and that's not necessarily a bad thing.
It's a good thing. I feel like, you know, I feel like they made, I think they did 8 episodes, it tightens the storytelling. It also keeps it really bingeable. So, I mean, I watched the Defenders over 3 days, which was actually the least amount of time I've spent trying to get through a Netflix series. So I was like, hey, this works out well. But yeah, I feel like Danny Rand is a victim of his writing. I think Matt Murdock's is fantastically depicted, even if as a character he sometimes drives me up a wall. You know, it's just the guilt, the secrets, my ex brings out my dark side. I like the fight scenes in Daredevil a whole lot. You know, when it's not Wall of Ninjas, the one-on-one stuff is really great. So yeah, I was excited to get into this, mostly because I wanted to see how these four got together, and because, like Tony said, superhero team-ups are a lot of fun. There's actually an issue of the comic book The Authority where they're sliding through the bleed, and they manage to find, like, an alternate parallel universe where all of these contentious teams that they normally work with and around have all, like, become one massive, like, 30-person mega team that works together. And at one point, one of the guys in the Authority is like, are they all on Prozac? Like, how else do you get 30 super-powered people to work together for that long without a fight breaking out?
Yeah, because a lot of superheroes are misfits.
Yeah, so... Yeah.
Do you guys want to do a podcast on the Defenders?
I think we've just spent the last few minutes talking about it. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do our podcast. We will do flash style 45-second recaps of every episode. We will have the three of us on each episode. We will invite your nemesis plus other people who want to be on, and we will try to keep it. Oh God, you know what I just realized we have to do? Like all good team ups, Philip.
What?
Moe's, we have to fight. We have to fight about spoilers.
That's fine.
All right.
There are no safe spaces in my world. It's garbage.
Well, I think this is a plan. I think we should try and do this every week and put it out for the incomparable people, and maybe they'll like it.
All right. Yeah.
I don't care if they like it or not. It's what we're going to do.
I'm familiar with your MO.
But Tony, this is how Tony stays well liked. Is he's like, well, we'll see how people do.
Yeah, Mr. Mailman, Golden Tony.
I think people don't listen to me. I think that's probably my my main.
Oh, that's not even true, and you know that.
Just slides off the brain pan. So, all right, we should reconvene in a week and do this.
All right, let's wrap this up. So, what are we calling this thing?
Defense. I don't know.
So we're like defense? Flashcast re-offenders.
No flash. This is Marvel. Come on, no DC.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Because let's see. How about just Defendocast?
Defendocast. Nice.
Defendocast. Yes. All right. All right. Defendocast assemble. How about Defendocast disassemble? Good night, nerds.
Okay, hands in, nerds. Hands out.
There we go. All right. Woo!